Let's be honest, if a man cheats on you, then that is direct permission to level up. That is a sign that he wasn't good enough for you. You can do better. You deserve better. But obviously, it still sucks when it happens. So in this video, I'm going to give you 3 reasons why you may be attracting men that, even if they seem nice at the beginning, somehow they still end up hurting you and deceiving you. It's important to understand that there's like 3 types of men that you're going to encounter when you're dating, whether it's on dating apps or through mutual friends. There's going to be the actor, the player, and the real one. The actor is the guy who says all the perfect things, does all the perfect things, but something about their energy is off. They're not being their genuine selves. Maybe they're just with you because they want to prove to themselves that they can have you. They see the relationship as like validation for themselves, or they're getting something out of you, or they're benefiting in some way by conquering you in the relationship or getting something from you in the relationship. That is why they're acting. They're putting on a false personality. They're not really being themselves. Maybe they're only showing you certain aspects of themselves, or maybe they're just like over-exaggerating things. Maybe they're love bombing you. They're telling you all the things that a woman wants to hear, right? How beautiful you are, how amazing you are. They're just like singing music to your ears. But you will notice that with this type of guy, like over time, it starts to wear off because you start to realize that, yeah, they're saying all these things, but their actions are not lining up. They're not acting in the way that they're saying. They're making promises and then they're not following through. So actors cannot stay acting forever. Eventually, they're going to start to show their true colors. The best thing you can do to protect yourselves against these types of men is to have higher standards in what you require for him to do. You're gonna have high commitment up front, high barrier to entry. You're not gonna let just any man who says the right 3 things to you into your life. Just because he texts you, just because he asks you how you're doing, just because he compliments you, just because he buys you gifts or takes you on dates or tells you nice things or makes you feel like you're special, just because he does any number of those things does not necessarily mean he's being genuine. So that's the difference, because these men get away with like love bombing you because they're just pretending. They're just pretending. And sometimes they start to like believe their own lies. That's why it's so hard to deal with them and so hard to spot these types, because they genuinely believe their own lies, and they will, as much as they're manipulating you, they're manipulating themselves. Like, they're not being genuine. So the second type of man that you have to look out for is the player. This man, he's very smooth. He has a lot of charisma. Maybe he's very successful. Maybe he's very advanced in his field. What makes a man a player is his intention. Does he intend bad things for others or positive things for others? Does he put himself first at the expense of other people constantly in an overly selfish way that is hurting the people around him or the people that care about him? If so, then that's a negative trait. But if he has a genuinely positive intention for himself, for the people around him, for his relationships, if he's trying, doing his best, then that moves him into the third category of man. This is the real one. The real one is the guy who actually is who he says he is. He's not lying. He's not putting up a fake personality. He's not being overly... He's not trying too hard. He's not trying to manipulate you. He's not trying to deceive you and trick you into thinking he's amazing or not amazing. He's confident within himself. He knows who he is. And most importantly, he knows what he wants. So this type of man does not really like to waste time. He's not going to entertain relationships that don't add to his life. But if you are what he's looking for in that specific moment, he does not waste time. Like, he's going to make it very clear to you that he likes you. That's why we like these men. That's why these are the men that end up being like fathers and husbands and cherished men in society, because they put in the work. They know what they want. They're decisive. They have good intentions, and they get it done, okay? They make it known that they like you. They pursue you. They make you feel loved. They say the right things, but they also do the right things. They don't have you in a state of constant panic as to how they're feeling or what they're feeling or if they're keeping secrets, right? They're not acting in a way that is suspicious. They're very straightforward, very honest, nothing to hide type of person. Now, the same can be said for women as well. You can put women into those categories and say, okay, is she pretending to be someone she's not because she wants to get validation from this man? Actually, a lot of women struggle with this because a lot of us aren't really sure what we really want. We are so used to having to like get validation from the outside that we just kind of like say, okay, this is the guy that everyone wants. These are all the things that are important to most people. That's what I'll do. And then they realize that, okay, wait, they're not happy. And this isn't actually what's important to them. So you can fall into the actress category. You can fall into the player category. These are the women who do not care about men's emotions. They're just out here trying to either get money from them or get attention from them or connections from them or status or whatever it may be. They're solely thinking about themselves instead of like having a relationship. Like, women like this definitely do exist as well. And then of course you have the real ones, the real ladies out here who are honest about who they are. They know their worth. They're not going to settle for less. They're not going to pretend to be someone they're not. They're willing to go deep with others. This is where the perfect magical combination happens, where a real one meets another real one. And that's when you get relationships that are just very easygoing, not a lot of bumps in the road. And this isn't to say that there's not going to be conflict in the relationship, because no relationship is perfect, but definitely the way that you feel is completely different, because you feel a sense of safety. You feel a sense of comfort where you really know the person. Like, even if thoughts come up, like maybe you have bad experiences in relationships and you think, oh my God, like, is it gonna happen again? Like, the reason that you keep attracting that in others is because you're so scared of it. So it'll do good to you to sort of focus on yourself and focus on showing up as a real one, because you'll naturally be magnetic to other real ones. And even if fakers, like if some players and actors or actresses are trying to cling themselves onto you and leech off your energy, it doesn't matter, because they will never win in the end. They will always be exposed. And the only thing that you can do is pick yourself up, choose yourself first, and move forward knowing that you are blessed, knowing that because you are showing up in your most authentic self and in your highest intentions for your relationships without wanting to necessarily get something from someone else or get any type of validation, like, you just want to be happy with someone. And when you find a way to be happy with yourself, with what you have, you are naturally magnetic to the right person. Whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your friendships even, we can attract these types of bad people, or like not bad people, just people that are misguided, people that are not healed, they're not aligned, they have bad intentions, they have negative intentions, or maybe they have positive intentions but they have negative tactics that hurts more people than it helps. So you can't always change how others show up, but the faster that you can be honest with yourself and pick up on those red flags and those signs that someone is not being a good partner to you or a good person in general, the more honest you can be about that, the easier it's going to be to like remove that person from your life and then meet someone better. The more that you work on yourself and improve your own mindset, then the more that you're gonna actually attract what you want out of life. So that's why I love affirmations. And I'm sure some of you already know, I created a positive affirmations card deck, and it's available on Amazon, it's available on my website, but it's lots of cards. They all have different kinds of affirmations. I love the theme of being happy, healthy, rich, basically like having the life that you want. No excuses, no limitations, no rules. Just the only rule is be yourself and stay positive. And when I say stay positive, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to be feeling happy. Okay, positive affirmations, they're not meant to make you feel good all the time. A lot of the times, it's just a statement that's going to remind you who you are and what your intention is. Because the reality is, like, not everything's gonna be happy all the time, but you can be at peace with what is happening. So with that being said, I'm just gonna pull a card just to like end this video on a nice little motivational message. Okay, this is actually really, really fitting to this video. So the card says, I am so attractive. Every time I look in the mirror, I look better and better. Now, I love this affirmation, obviously, because it's a beauty affirmation. Anything that has to do with like looking good, it's always going to make a difference in your life. It's always going to make you feel better, because you have no idea how much of our self-esteem is contained in what we think about ourselves, like how we think we look. If we think that we're attractive, automatically our self-esteem goes up. Even if you're not necessarily attractive, even if not everyone would say you are attractive, just you thinking that you're attractive makes you more attractive and just makes you more confident in general, which then gives you better outcomes in life. So I really do like that. And I actually like this, like pulling cards and recording it. So I'm gonna take one more just to give us a little extra. It's another relationship affirmation. So like I said, this card deck has like pretty much every topic of just being happy, being magnetic, being confident, feeling good, looking good, attracting opportunities, being in healthy relationships, having a healthy mindset. It covers pretty much all topics of personal wellness. So it's really funny to me that I just happened to pick two relationship/attraction cards back to back. I'm telling you, it works. So this card says, I'm so amazing. I've infected their mind. I don't really have to try hard or beg. They are just naturally attracted to me. That's probably the card for this video. Like this pretty much encapsulates every single thing that I talked about in this video, which is like, be yourself. You deserve to accept how perfect you are now, and you don't have to beg anyone or trick anyone. Like, you are naturally magnetic to the right person. So if you find yourself attracting negative relationships or negative experiences, release them, forgive them, let them go, choose yourself, move forward, build yourself back up, and remind yourself that you are the one in the power. And when you focus on improving yourself and putting energy back into you, you'll attract better things and you'll attract better relationships, and you'll be able to more easily identify who's a liar and who's manipulative. Because when you're being honest, it becomes very easy to discern who else is being honest. And if you can discern who's being honest and who's being deceitful or who's being inauthentic, that gives you a lot more information to know who are you going to be in a relationship with? Who are you going to allow into your life? Who are you going to give your energy to? So with that being said, I love you. If you like these cards, go check them out. They're on Amazon. They're on my website. The links are all in the description. And let me know in the comments if you have any questions or requests for future topics. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.